Jesus, God's Son, repeatedly said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Matthew 11 and 13, Mark 4 and Luke 8 and 14. But how do we know if the thoughts that come to our minds after we pray are really God's answers or our own thoughts? Here are many comforting promises of God. Yahweh forever. He's our everlasting strength. Joy to anyone who is good in his sight, but to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and collecting, vanity, grasping for wind. I'll thank God end of ages, Jesus the Christ has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Christ was offered to bear the sins of many for salvation to all who eagerly wait for him. I'll praise God for Romans 8:26. When I ask prayer help, God sends his Spirit. So I humbly ask and trust God's Spirit. Therein I find God gives me peace. Through God's scriptures, he speaks, I hear. Romans 8:26 and 27. Likewise, the Holy Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself prays for us with groanings that cannot be uttered.
I'll stay amazed at John 4:26. God's Messiah, Jesus, will speak to me. So I ask and wait. Through God's word he speaks. Therein I find that God gives me peace. Through God's scriptures he speaks, I hear.
John 4 tells the story of the woman at the well talking with Jesus, who came to talk to her. Starting in verse 25, the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. But we do not need to know how to pray, for God will let us hear him. He's promised in Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit himself helps us pray.
Oh.